Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's time to stay focused. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it.
Pain is temporary. I've been trying to get that into your spirit. I've been trying to get you to celebrate pain. That pain is your friend. That pain is going to take you to the next level.
Remember, just because something's never been done before doesn't mean it can't be done. It just means we haven't figured out a pathway on how to get it done, and we will get it done.
This is it right here. This is that moment that you got to work. This is that moment when you got to push. There is no weakness in the place of business.
Think about your end goal. Think about what it's going to look like. Picture it in your mind. See yourself already there.
Stop praying that the storm will pass over you and pray to grow through the storm. What you go through, you will grow through.
You simply have to give it everything you have to get it. You need to shut down all negativity. Frankly, not give a shit what others say and think.
You're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. You're going to have, and you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, you're going to prove them wrong. Everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dreams, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
I don't care what the adversity has been, you have two choices. You can be unforgiving, bitter, angry, upset, and be a carrier of grief, or you can choose resilience!
I got a question. What will you do when no one is watching? What will you do when no one is listening? That's the only time that we'll be able to bring something to this world that it never seen before.
One of the greatest challenges with disappearing is understanding the revelation of building in the dark. The secret of change is to focus all of our energy, not on fighting the old, but building the new, and specifically behind closed doors when nobody's looking, when no one is there to affirm you, when nobody's there to validate you, when nobody is there to agree with you, you build in the dark and you announce it when it's finished.
You want to test my resolve. You want to test my ability to go to the limit. You want to see where his world ends and mine begins. This ain't no fucking game. This is my motherfucking lifestyle, son.
Shut up!
You talk entirely too much about your dream. You talk too much about your goal. Say it once. Say it twice. No more than three times and get to work.
You already know what it feels like to quit, to throw in the towel, to sit on the couch. Do you know what it's like to give everything that you have and push and persevere?
You've got to make the opportunity happen. You got to be fired up. You got to be hungry for it. You got to have the desire to push yourself.
Are you hearing me? Work, 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 work. Grind, 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 grind.
I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day. I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim.
Let me tell you this, the wolf that is on the hill is never as hungry as the wolf that is climbing the hill. And so you gotta get hungry and you have to stay hungry. You have to guard your hunger. I need you to develop a healthy dose of self-assurance. When you feel like you can't, when you want to let go, when you are surrounded by doubt, fear, and anxiety, you are going to have to pull up your resume and remember all of the things that you have made it through.
There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse.
What do you want? Somebody told you to just graduate high school, graduate college, get a job, work that job the rest of your life, have kids, get married, and die. Somebody told you that. What do you believe you were destined to do? And then you gotta spend every single solitary day for the rest of your life going after that dream. What do you have to have? What is your dream? And when you think there's nothing left in the tank, look yourself in the eyes and say, I can, I will, I must.
I'm on government assistance, and I run out of money, and I had to buy Pampers for Jelani. And I had $11.42 in the bank. And I remember wrapping my son in a towel for 2 days. I remember the second day, like you said, I had my hand on Jelani's stomach, and I said, don't worry, baby. Mommy will never be this broke or broken again. And that day, what shifted for me was I was willing, and I don't know if this is gonna sound crazy, I was willing to completely die to any form of me that I had been so that I can birth the woman that I was becoming. The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been. And you hear it all the time when people say, I've always been this way. Okay, well, if that's working for you, keep doing that. I knew it wasn't working for me any longer. I had hit my version of rock bottom. So I was willing to let go of everything and everybody. See, another reason why people won't get there is because the doorway is for you to fit through. You're trying to carry everybody else through because you're trying to be rescue 911. And you gotta rescue you first. I am much more valuable to my family and to my community because I was willing to let them go. Go through the door myself, teach myself, learn myself, condition myself, and then come back and get them. I'm much more valuable to them now. But I had to go through a window time of 10 years of judgment. You leaving us, hanging out with white people all the time. You going to these crazy countries. We don't know what you... I had to be willing to allow my conviction to make me inconvenienced. See, we want to grow, but we want to stay liked by everybody. I was willing to be my own rescue at the risk of your approval. But most of us aren't like that. Facebook is an example. We want to be liked. Well, I woke up and I like myself today, so your like is extra. My job is to like me first. I was willing to say every day, Lisa, you like you? Lisa, are you proud of you? Lisa, are you playing full out? Every day before I checked in with anybody else. I was willing to inconvenience my entire life. My entire life. I was willing to disrupt my entire life to buy my future, to buy my possibility, to give my dream a chance. See, we're not supposed to tuck our dreams in on the pillow when we get up in the morning. We're not supposed to leave them at home. We can go and fulfill somebody else's dream. We're not supposed to do that. That's not what we're wired to do. That's not who we are. Your human spirit doesn't care about the economy. The human spirit doesn't care that my son's father went to prison. The human spirit doesn't care what's happened to your family. The human spirit doesn't care about the past. You may have been molested, or your family may have been broke, or you may have been betrayed, or you may have a divorce. Your human spirit doesn't care about any of that. Your human spirit simply says, what's our command for tomorrow? What do you want to create? It's not keeping score. Your brain is keeping score, because your brain is designed to keep you safe. Your soul, your intuition, your human spirit is designed to make you soar. When you get to the edge, your brain will always tell you to step back. It's always going to tell you to step back. Because you can fall. Always. It's going to tell you to step back. Because before you fail, the last time you did this, you saw someone else fail. You could hurt. You could be off work. It's going to tell you. It's designed to keep you safe. So you have to be willing to play between your brain and your soul. And on some days, you got to just listen to your soul. And you got to say, I'm going to leap. I'm going to get to the edge. Most people are at the edge. And you're standing at the edge. And you're watching everyone else fly. That's pimp my ride, watch my crib, all this stuff. You know, watching people's lives on Facebook. You're at the edge, watching someone else live, wondering what it's going to be like when you jump without ever jumping. And I'm just here to tell you, jump. Because only three things can happen. You're either going to jump and fly, or you're going to jump and fall on something soft, or you're going to fall down hard. Either way, you're going to get back up. You already know you got what it takes to get back up. Your greatest fear is not that you will fall. Your greatest fear is that you will live a full life and never fly. That you never leaped. You're not afraid of dying. You're afraid of dying before the world sees who you really are. Before they really get your fingerprint. Before they really feel your breath. Before they really get your contribution. Before they really feel you. That's what you don't want to happen. You don't want to leave this place without us knowing you were here. All I'm doing is giving my dream a chance. And I'm not extraordinary. You don't get off the hook. You don't get to be let off the hook. I'm an ordinary woman who chooses every day to make one more extraordinary decision. Everything that I need to get back up, I have in me. If I don't have what I need, I can go get it. Once I figured that out, the world was my like playground. Like the question was just, where do I go get it? I don't know about that. Where'd I go get it? Right. And I don't come from a learning background where I was a great student. I wasn't, you know, my highest grade in school was a C+. And when I got a C+, I did the happy dance. And so I didn't have a background where studying was natural for me. Mm-hmm. But when I realized that if I go study something and I learn it, I own it, it's mine now, right. Man, it was crazy because all through school, I struggled. The last time I took an English class, my English teacher told me I was the weakest writer she ever met in her entire life.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely. And the same year I took a speech class, and my speech teacher, he said, quote unquote, Ms. Nichols, I recommend you never speak in public, that you get a desk job. Wow. And so
that's mean.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it was demotivated people, sad people, hurt people hurt, sad people make other people sad. Bottom line, don't take it personal, hurt people hurt. See, most people want the convenience of transformation without the inconvenience required for transformation. So my grandmother says, and I love to repeat this, your conviction, what you're passionate about, your conviction and your convenience don't live on the same block. They ain't even in the same zip code. So if you want to have a conviction for something, you have to sign up to be inconvenienced. We're trying to find convictions and passion and breakthrough on the inside of our box. Well, when you realize that the box doesn't even exist, Like someone made up, oh, you're playing outside the box. So we all bought into, there's a box. Well, I don't even own a box. I don't even want to get in your box. Like, you better come out here because I ain't getting in there. And so when you start thinking like that, Tom, all of a sudden, everything is possible. So I disrupt people when I say, you want to make me extraordinary because it lets you off the hook. What if the God that we call God, the divine, whatever your faith is, what if there's no partial? It's not going to give me a hookup and not give you one. Not going to give me an opportunity and not give you one. I'm just going to go after it. If I die, I'm going to die on a treadmill, like Wilson said. I'm going to be on the treadmill running. You know, I'm just not going to stop because I believe all things are available to us. I'm just willing to go after them. Are you willing? And then that is so disruptive because then you got to make a decision. Because it's easier to live inside the parameters of, well, as a black woman, well, as born and raised in South Central, well, I'm academically, I'm dyslexic. I wrote 7 books, I'm dyslexic. So just knowing, like, I'm not perfect. What I do really well is I manage my imperfection well. And so we're all waiting for perfect. It's an illusion that will never come to you, and it's an excuse to never show up and play. Your story is not meant to be your fortress. Your story is meant to be your fuel. Any story. Like the beauty of me being one of the top 1% earners in America is that I was on government's assistance.
Right.
Like, that's the beauty. Like, come on, it wouldn't be a big deal if my family was rich or whatever. Like, I'm supposed to do something. The beauty is that when you show the little engine that could story, like, I'm not gonna run fast, but I ain't gonna stop running. I might slow down and have to breathe and catch my breath, but I'm not stopping because I believe all things are available to all of us. And good people should do well. Because when good people do well, good people just do more good in the world. I'm that same girl who ran track for Dorsey High School, who struggled to get through high school, who got kicked out of college because I couldn't afford to stay. That was on government's. I'm that same girl. I'm that same girl. I don't forget her. I'm also that same woman who runs a multi-million dollar business. I'm also the same woman who has 7 bestsellers. I own both of those. I own all of it. I don't shrink to my greatness, and I don't live in my saga and my sorrow. If you can own your brilliance while owning your imperfections, if you can own your giant while owning your smallness, if you can live in duality, constant duality, the freedom will be earth-shaking if you can live in that. See, either you don't want to be as great as you really are, and you're trying to dim your light so that others won't feel insecure about themselves in your presence. And so you keep playing at 79 watts when you know you're supposed to shine at 159 watts. And you keep checking the temperature of the room to see what the room can handle versus just giving the room you and letting them, if your light's too bright, then let them put on some shades. Can you give yourself permission to live in the duality of your imperfections and your smallness and what you're learning and what you still have to learn and your greatness and your brilliance and your light? Can you allow them to coexist and then serve them up to the world to love you, to see you, to inhale you, to judge you, to leave you, to love you? Some of us are just as afraid of being loved as we are to be left. If you go where you've never gone, do what you've never done and say what you've never said, you'll become the woman and the man you've always known yourself to be.
You will need to normalize in your mind walking alone. You got to get up on your own. You got to be able to make big decisions on your own. You got to lose weight on your own. There are a myriad of targets you have to hit by yourself. Oftentimes, it's the people that go away into a very healthy isolation to equip themselves, to condition themselves, to educate themselves, to come out empowered. And so you got to get into this workspace where you can do it by yourself. It doesn't matter if it's the office, it doesn't matter if it's the gym, it doesn't matter if it's the court, it doesn't matter if it's the field, it doesn't matter what arena you are stepping into. You got to get to that place where you don't need attention, you don't need recognition, you don't need the accolades. You just want to put in the work, and the next time you surface, the next time you show up, it's game over.
If you throw me to the wolves, I'll return, leading the pack. You see, a wolf is willing to leave its pack behind and find a new one. The time is now, when we must adopt the wolf mentality. Be relentless, resilient, never quit, and never look back.
I know what it feels like to be fractured and falling into pieces. But you gotta silence the voices in your head that are telling you you need a shortcut, you need a cheat code. Eliminate the negative, self-sabotaging voices. Find a mirror and tell yourself, I got this today. I got this today. I'm gonna make it. I'm going to create it. I'm going to build it. All I have is all I need. Resources may come and go. People may come and go. But I've got a vision, and I've got the provision, and I've got the determination and the discipline to hit my aims and to punch through my targets. Can you do this thing without attention? Can you do this thing without public affirmation? Can you do this thing without people telling you that you are everything? Without people applauding you and saying you're great, you're awesome, oh, you're amazing? Can you do this thing alone? Can you be your own cheerleader for a moment? Can you be your own hype man for a moment? Can you tell you, I'm good enough, I got this, that all I have is all I need? I believe in friendships and partnerships and collaboration and counsel and advice. But there are some things in life you are going to have to do alone. There are some arenas you're going to have to show up in, and nobody is coming. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to help you. Nobody's coming to show you a shortcut. You got to figure this out on your own. For most of us, nobody's going to feed us. You got to feed yourself. You want to lose the weight? You want to reach your target, your aim? You got to put the work in. You got to feed yourself the food that is required to power the body that you want. It's not about trying to be a lone ranger more than it is about taking responsibility and prioritizing yourself first. There are some things in life nobody's gonna show up. It's all on you. I need you to find a mirror right now and tell yourself, it's all on me, it's all on me. This one is all on me. When I go get this degree, ultimately, I gotta go get this degree. When I go get this certification, ultimately, I got to get this certification. I've got to finish strong. I've got to condition myself. I've got to go get the education. I've got to get out of bed. I've got to go to the gym. I gotta eat clean. Nobody's gonna feed me. I gotta feed myself. If you're listening to me right now in the gym, on your walk, on your run, you're lifting, you're building, you're creating, you're imagining something, I just need you to push, and I need you to believe that you don't need the spotter, that you don't need the training wheels, that it is your time, that it is your turn, and you no longer need help, you no longer need assistance in this area of your life. Push like you have never pushed before. Give it everything you have, because that spotter is not going to be there for you for the rest of your life. If you want to grow 1 millimeter more, if you want to push, just push a little harder. Everybody wants to grow a little bit taller, so we got to push a little bit harder. Life is lived on levels, and I can't bring my spotter with me. The spotter cannot walk with you all of your life. At some point, you got to say, I got this. I got this. Push!
Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I got this. I got this. If I have to do it alone, I will. Because to fulfill this vision, to fulfill my destiny, ultimately, I am depending on the God that put the dream in my heart and myself. With tears in your eyes, with broken hands and a heavy heart, if nobody is there and you are in a room by yourself, start alone, but get started. Help is coming, but everything rises and falls on you.
Oftentimes, the people that you wanted in your life will reject you, and that rejection is protection. It is a blessing
Because it's the same people that rejected you that will need you and that will rely on you. Come on, how many people have you tried to help and you were bleeding, battered, and broken? How many times have you called for help and the help was toxic? Come on, how many times have you asked for advice and the advice brought more adversity? Take responsibility for yourself. Take control of your life. I need you to understand your worth and stop playing the blame game, because 9 times out of 10, the people that hurt you, you brought them into your life. And so you got to reflect over the past. You have to acknowledge the present, and you have to cast vision for your future and take accountability and kill the self-condemnation. Stop tearing yourself down on the inside. Stop saying one thing, thinking another, and acting in a whole nother way. How you think is how you talk, and how you talk must be how you behave, because your thoughts will determine your behavior, and your behavior determines your future. And so everything's got to line up. And so you need an alignment, an internal alignment. I can't align you. You got to make a decision to align yourself. You can hear a speech and make a decision, but every day you have to make that decision. That decision has to evolve into discipline. And discipline turns into mastery, and mastery builds momentum. You're not going to always get it right, but you better keep going. When you start alone, you possess a power that few can handle.
I want to encourage somebody out there who's thinking about quitting and giving up. Somebody who has been praying for years for things to turn around. You're thinking about quitting. You're thinking about giving up. Don't give up.
There are some times in life where you fall down and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up. So it's like one step at a time.
You just want to step out of it, to step out of the whole race, the whole business. The monstrosity of being alive overwhelms you.
We cannot deny the forces that once we attain a certain level of pleasure, then we're going to get used to it. But if it gets, you know, redirected, or it doesn't happen the way we want, well, that's when the suffering comes.
You take steps in this direction, you take steps in that direction, sort of get lost along the way, and sometimes you fall down. But if I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up. And it's not the end until you've given up. And just the fact that you're here should persuade you that you have another chance to get back up. There's still hope.
Where is there happiness? Well, happiness is found within the heart, or found within the whole world, everything and nothing. It's not in one particular thing, but it's in everything.
I know how it feels to have a broken heart, and I know how it feels to be alone. But I just want you to know that it's not the end.
You're thinking about quitting, you're thinking about giving up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay in it. Stay focused.
Got to reevaluate and attack life again, and it's tough, it's hard. You know, it's like being knocked back almost. Even though you're successful, it's like being pushed back again.
Yeah, whether you win or you lose, the depression still sets in, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The number of teens, Gen Zers, 20-somethings suffering from depression and anxiety and loneliness. Loneliness is through the roof. This is one of the biggest issues that they're dealing with on college campuses. we rise to our maximum potential when we're of service to others. Going back to anxiety, going back to depression, going back to loneliness, I truly believe that's the answer. That's the way out of any kind of mental illness. It's like, I'm going to make myself a better person. I'm going to make the world a better place. And everything that I'm doing, I've got these two chariots, and I'm going down this road, or I'm going down this road, or I'm going down both together.
I've been there a lot in my life, especially before my car accident, my teenage years. Then the first woman I ever loved, we had a big breakup, and that breakup sent me down in depression and suicidal planning. And it's tough to dispense advice to people other than get help. And I'll share why. Because that time in my life, I had so many people coming up to me. You know, my friends would come into my dorm room, and they're like, Brendan, let's go do something. And you just, there's just, the hope is lost. And what people, I think, make the mistake of trying to do is hype people up. Everything's gonna be okay, you're gonna be great. And what people need who are suicidal is serious psychological intervention. They need to seek support and help. And outside of that, when they do get that support, the first thing a great therapist is going to do, outside of the emotional reflection work of why are you here and what has caused this sort of pattern for you, they're going to get you starting to get some momentum. The most important thing is when you are super down, outside of finding that emotional reasoning for where you are, is to start getting momentum. Because with momentum comes hope. With momentum comes motivation. With momentum comes that feeling that there's a reason for tomorrow. And so it's as simple as just saying, okay, what are three things I'm gonna do today? And I don't mean that like a lot of personal development guys would say, like, what are your three big goals for the day? Arr! I'm like, dude, sometimes that first goal is, I'm gonna shower today. I'm really gonna shower today. I'm gonna walk to the library. I'm gonna come home. And that's all they got. Like literally, that's all they got. And you gotta honor that struggle when you're in that place. Like know that where you're at, it is okay that you're there. And now you're gonna need help. And now you're gonna have to set up some daily practices just every day, win a little bit. Not like win your dreams, not like crush through goals, not like be a badass, not like, no. Just momentum, man. You know, most of the guys I've dealt with in that position who were suicidal, outside of their therapeutic work, I said, the most important thing you can do is win the morning. I don't want to ever be flippant with the advice to people who are dealing with that situation outside of get some help, get some momentum, and be okay if that momentum is really small, because it will build. Trust that that momentum builds, and trust that those gloomy and bad, dark days, trust that those are going to be there. They'll get less and less and less as you learn how to cope, but they're gonna be there. And so when they're there, it's when outside of teaching people to bring the joy in my life, I teach people to honor the struggle, honor the difficulty. When we honor the struggle instead of hate the struggle, we can really achieve extraordinary things because our mindset's in the right place. It accept, like, as soon as you honor the struggle, you accept that, oh, of course, there should be struggle here. I should honor this process. When you go to the gym to work out, you like honor that this is gonna be hard, and honor that process of getting better. And the more that you bring honor to it, the more your psyche builds with strength, and you get a little bit of that esteem back because you see yourself engaging something versus avoiding it and running away. You see yourself connecting with something and giving it reverence. You're like I have reverence for the difficulties of life. They may be better. So I don't want a friction-free life. I'm not interested in it. You know, I like to say sometimes that, you know, the journey to greatness begins the moment that our, you know, deep desires for comfort and ease are overpowered by our desires to connect and contribute.
I mean, because
you, I look at veterans in the past, it was, you know, I think in World War II it was called shell shock. It was all these different things, but it was not acknowledged in the way that it is now, but I think it needs to be talked about more. Okay. I think the more things are talked about, the more comfortable we are, and the more we can understand them. When I woke up one morning and saw that in a tweet that Prince Harry came out talking about his depression, it made me really happy. Because I've been places and someone has said, well, you lost an arm or a leg, so you had a right to be depressed, and I stopped him. I was like, depression is real. You don't even have to go through something traumatic. Some are caused by, you know, something traumatic. Some can be a chemical imbalance in the brain. And I feel like if you had heart problems and saw a cardiologist, well, everyone would be concerned about you, would know you're doing better. And it would be open and honest with the crew, anybody you work with.
No stigma, not weird.
But the most complicated organ in your body, if you have a problem with it, suddenly we don't want to talk about that. No, and you can get over it. And that's what people need to realize. You can be cured. You can get past it. That's what we need to realize. You know, the reason I did it is because when I was in my depression, I thought I was alone. I didn't open up to anybody. So I thought, someone's going to read this and it's going to help them. So I just, as nervous as I was about the book, I kept thinking that one person is going to read it. Well, now it's open up this dialogue and I'll go and I'll speak and we'll do Q&A and people want to talk about it. I gave a speech in Florida and it was an older crowd. It was just, like I was going to say, they were old. And I speak what's on my heart. And I gave my speech, and as I was closing, I kind of mentioned some depression. Because I was coming out of the winter months, and it hit me again this past winter, and I went and saw the doctor. And so it was on my mind, and it came up. And as I was saying, I thought, this generation of people probably aren't connecting to what I'm saying. When I walked off the stage, and they lined up, the amount of people that thanked me for talking about mental health. And here I was, I thought they didn't want to hear. I thought I was stepping out of line. No, it needs to be talked about because it's not just this generation. It's people are realizing more and more that it's an issue. Right. And the more we talk about it, the easier it is for people to be honest with themselves and get the help they need.
Someone did not wake up this morning, but you did. And if you can hear this message and you can see my face, then guess what? We are both in the right place. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand something. Reason and purpose. There is a reason for you as well. There is a purpose for you. And it may not always go the way you want, but at the end of the day, you have to understand that there's a reason for you. And there's a reason why things happen. Once those things have been figured out, now you're going to move on to purpose. Purpose has already been written. It has a bottom line to it. There is no, was this supposed to happen? There was no coincidence attached to it. Purpose means exactly that. That means it was meant to be. It is going to happen no matter what you think, no matter what I think, no matter how any of us feel in this world. Purpose has already been written. It's a new day, it's a better day, it's a bright day, and it's all about you, and us, most importantly, all about conducting that business. I want to remind you about something. Stop chasing people. Stop trying to get people to like you. Stop trying to get people to approve of your well-being. You are who you are and what you are. Just see yourself who you are. Know who you are. Know where you come from. If you came from hardships, and you're still here, you have power. You have strength. You have courage. All you got to do is use it. Put it out there. Ignite that fire. And keep going. Don't you give up now. Don't you say that you don't have it anymore. I know we've been there. I know I've been there. Many people have been there. They didn't think that they could carry on, but they kept going anyway. Between reason and purpose, there is you. You have to be willing to understand that you have to work day in and day out and be the best human being, the best person you can be. And through it all, the good and the bad, you have to stand strong. You got to do the very best you can to get through it and to be strong and to be productive. And be as successful as you can possibly be. I want you to continue to live your life the best way you can.
When you go through the darkness, search for the light. Because dark days will come. But I'm here to let you know that you are powerful. You got to lift your head up and stop looking down.
It's difficult out here for a lot of people, including myself. A lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are going through a lot of different things. They're experiencing so many different dramatic changes in their lives. But the thing about it is that you can't be surprised about these things, but you need to be prepared. You should never walk through life assuming that every day is just going to be a great day for you. Believe me, I know. And I know there are many people out there that can say the same thing. But it's all about how we deal with it and how we overcome it. It's all about rising up, people. Being able to get up, get out, show out, and do your business. That's what it's all about, people. You gotta have the ability to know what it means to rise up. Being able to rise up from the ashes of negativity, doubt, and fear. These things are definitely designed to pull you down, to break you down, and take everything from you. But not on this day, not on this watch, and not on this hour. And for the rest of your life, continue to shine and do the best you can to be the best makeup that you can be within yourself. Rise up. Rise up from the ashes of negativity, doubt, and fear. And understand that even your emotions can play tricks on you. So take advantage of your life. Take control of it. Reason takes time. Understanding it. Being able to deal with the do's and the don'ts, the ups and the downs. There's a reason for it. And sometimes we may not like it. But when that purpose starts to knock on your door, that's it. That means you have made it. Whatever the situation may be, that purpose has been fulfilled. It is already here. It was already meant to be. It happened. It's there. So do the best you can leading to your purpose. Because one thing for sure, none of us are going to be here for long. Sooner or later, you got to leave this planet. But make the best of the life that you have on this day and the day after. So if tomorrow comes for you, tomorrow comes for me, let's get out there and make the best of it. Because tomorrow is another day. And if you're a part of that day, that means you got work to do.
Success doesn't owe you. You owe success. Success doesn't work for you. You work for success. And that work takes time. Everything that we do in this life takes time. It's a process. But are you prepared for the test? Are you prepared to fight? Are you prepared to live? Are you prepared to push through it? Even when you feel that you can't. We need faith, and we need power, and we need gratitude, and we need to be humble, but we must always stay hungry and keep going.
Be the best makeup of yourself. Don't try to compete with other people. Don't try to get involved with other people and what they're doing and their has-beens or whatever the case may be. The bottom line is, are you happy and are you truly feeling right within yourself? Are you righteous within yourself? Are you going about life in the right direction? These are the things that you have to convince yourself day in and day out, because there are so many people out here that are trying so hard to be like everyone else. You don't have to do that. Who you are, and what you are made of, and what your true purpose is in this world has already been designed. You just got to put in the work and make it manifest itself. You will get to where you need to be. It's not going to be easy. It's a challenge. And sometimes it can be a struggle. But what's wrong with a little struggle? That's how you get better in life. That's what makes you a better person. That's what's going to make you better in anything you do in life. Don't get comfortable. Don't get complacent. Understand the struggles are going to come. Understand they're going to be challenges. But love yourself. Get inside yourself and love you.
No matter what's going on in life, no matter what you're dealing with in life, just understand circumstances will come. Circumstances will happen. Life is life. Just make sure you try to make your life the best way you know how, and keep living strong each and every day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.